At one point in time, I wanted to be a comedy writer. As a matter of fact, I did write for several comics in my younger days.
Max Cooper was many things: fast food tycoon, sports impresario, advertising guy, entrepreneur, and someone with a lifelong desire to be in show business. He wrote scripts for radio before World War II. During the war, while stationed in Trinidad, he started the first Armed Forces radio station and interviewed entertainers like Al Jolson. In the 1950s, he was a press agent in Chicago who represented the famous jazz club, the Blue Note.
Had every great band back there: Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Stan Kenton, Ella Fitzgerald. She played the club. Sarah Vaughan played the club.
Cooper helped bring professional bowling to TV. He produced a syndicated golf show. He traveled to Cuba in the late 50s to record winter baseball games for rebroadcast. While there, he was also a witness to history.
I was in Havana the night of the revolution, December 31st. We were there working with the Commissioner of Baseball to get the rights to do the games. But we didn't expect that when we were coming back, that there would not be a Batista, but there would be a Fidel Castro. But during the morning of the revolution, we had a call from a friend who was leaving that morning on the ferry boat, and they called and said, Batista has fled, and we suggest you do the same. And hung up, said, I got to hang up.
He returned to Havana after the revolution to record the games and had a photo of himself with Che Guevara and Fidel Castro to prove it. While he was in Cuba, one of his business partners called on a new hamburger chain called McDonald's. That led Cooper to a 55-year relationship with the company, first as marketing manager for the chain, and in 1966 as an owner of three stores in Birmingham. Cooper is credited with McDonald's most famous promotion.
To all the patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all the sesame seeds, onion.
His success in the restaurant business allowed him to indulge in his real passion, producing Broadway shows.
My sister one day told me about Bloomingdale Christmas catalog. They always had some glamorous trips. And this one had a trip to the Tonys. I bought two tickets for my wife and myself. We went to the Tonys, and it was a fabulous package. They picked us up at the airport, gave us a suite at the Plaza, tickets to Broadway shows, dinner for the cast, for the presenters of the Tony Awards. The producer of the Tonys was a man named Alexander Cohen, who was a very famous producer on Broadway. So he came over, and I have an interest in Broadway. Is there any way that I could find my way of working myself into producing shows? And that was like the sheep asking the fox to come aboard. So he says, have I got a deal for you?
Cooper and Cohen won awards for successful revivals of Moon for the Misbegotten, Long Day's Journey into Night, The Crucible, and Spring Awakening. Max Cooper also got to know Broadway legend Manny Eisenberg, who produced all of Neil Simon's plays.
And then he called me one day. He says, how would you like to invest in a show we're doing called The Odd Couple with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick? I locked all the doors so he wouldn't leave. And it's signed on. And the producers, there's a line where Nathan says to Matthew, and Matthew said something about investing in their show, and he says, first rule of show business, don't ever, ever, ever invest in your own place. I never learned that.
Max Cooper may have been a fast food tycoon, but he never gave up on show business. He died Sunday, a few months shy of his 100th birthday. For WBHM, I'm Greg Bass.